Ashley Thompson.
And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News via a modem. Tommy McNeil. A Ukrainian official says the death toll from the weekend Russian missile strike on the apartment building in southeastern Ukrainian city of Dnipro has risen to 35. Earlier, Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky said rescue efforts there would continue as long as there was any chance of finding survivors after the Russian missile strike in an apartment building.
Saying as of this moment, it remains unknown if the could have been Хочу подякувати командним службам, нашим лікарям, усім волонтерам, звичайно, дніпрянам, які допомагають.
Addressing them in their own language, Zelensky also said Russians who failed to condemn the attack were cowardly. The chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff says the U.S. military's new expanded combat training of Ukrainian forces has begun in Germany. The goal is getting a battalion of about 500 troops back on the battlefield to fight the Russians in the next 5 to 8 weeks, according to General Mark Milley. He says the troops being trained left Ukraine a few days ago to head to Germany. So-called combined arms training is aimed to hone the skills of the Ukrainian forces so they could be better prepared to launch an offensive or counterstrike. The chairman, began a national day of mourning on Monday, a day after a plane crash while attempting to land at a newly opened airport, killing at least 68 of the 72 people aboard. Rescue workers rappelled down a 300-meter gorge to continue that search. Two more bodies were found Monday morning. This is VOA News. Congo's army says a suspected extremist attack at a church in the country killed at least 10 people, wounded more than three dozen. A military spokesman told the Associated Press Sunday that a group linked to Islamic extremists is suspected of being responsible for a bomb that went off in the Pentecostal church in North Kivu province. A spokesperson says a Kenyan national found at the scene was detained. Survivors and witnesses said the blast severed some people's limbs from their bodies. It's on the border with Uganda and has seen several attacks by fighters with allied democratic forces. Israel's president warned on Sunday that the country faced a constitutional crisis over a contested plan to rein the judiciary and said he was mediating between parties. Zachary Goldman filed the report.
President Isaac Herzog said, quote, I am now focused on two critical roles that I believe I bear as president at this hour. President Herzog, whose post lacks executive powers, said he was working nonstop with the relevant parties to promote dialogue. In remarks at his weekly cabinet meeting, Netanyahu made no mention of Herzog's overture, but he dismissed criticism that the proposed reforms were anti-democratic. He said, quote, similar things have been said by right-wing and left-wing governments, and no one then thought about talking about an end to democracy. Truthfully, what we are aiming to do is to reform the balance between authorities, as it was in the state of Israel for 50 years, and as is today in all Western democracies.
Five men are being tried on charges of negligence leading to the death of 135 people at a soccer match in Indonesia. The deadly crowd surge October 1st in East Java's Malang City was among the world's worst sporting disasters. Prosecutors charged three police officials and two Arema FC officials with criminal negligence causing death and bodily harm. Five men face up to 5 years in jail if they're found guilty.
Booster chamber pressures are nominal.
SpaceX Falcon Heavy
plus 40 second mark in preparation for Max Q. And great call out there that we have passed through Max Q. That's the largest mechanical stress on the vehicle on ascent.
Сьогодні весь день отримує доповіді з Дніпра. Там продовжується розбір завалів. Залучені всі.